vai tondolo con il twist. Con le gambe ad angolo, con le gambe ad angolo ballo il twist. Sarà perché io tondolo, saranno gli occhi tuoi che brillano, ma vedo mille 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 lucciole venirmi contro insieme insieme a te. Guarda come dondolo, guarda come dondolo con il twist. Scendono, le mie gambe tremano, forse sono brividi, brividi d'amore.
There we go. All right, hello, 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 everybody.
Hello.
It is 10:01 a.m. It is March 6th. We are here. I'm Adam Krasnoff. Sitting across from me is the lovely Seth Gordon, and we are about to be here for a little two-hour WMFO marathon this morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, of course, and it's going to be exciting today.
Yeah, well, we, keeping with the Freeform Radio theme, we don't have much of a theme ourselves. It's definitely going to be Freeform.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, I think we're going to have...
Any, you bring any cards with you today, Seth?
I did not.
Well, we'll have to do some impromptu astrology on air, then. I think that'll be fun.
What is the astrological...
Yeah, you tell us, please. Let's fill out this form.
Let me see. I would say today is the 6th. Of March.
Good.
So yeah. I think today is a day to delve into your past in an attempt to understand the future.
Only on March 6th?
No, I would say.
What about March 5th or 7th?
I would say for the next like 3 to 4 weeks. It's really important to, as we move out of Mercury being in retrograde, like it's important to go from sort of a protective internal stance to an outward introspective stance.
But of course.
Because I think there's a lot to be learned from the past, including your own past. As a way to predict and to interpret and to prepare for the future.
No doubt.
And so don't be afraid to, I think, move slower than you might normally want to. And don't be afraid to sort of take time in noticing the intricacies and beauty of life in both mistakes and successes.
All right. Well, in that transcendental vein, we're going to start off the music today with a little bit of something from Pharoah Sanders. So, let's hear it.
Oh,
We just started out this two-hour marathon on WMFO with High Life from Pharoah Sanders, then it was Moonshake by Can, and lastly, The Way Young Lovers Do from Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. So, there you go. Seth, you have any thoughts?
Not much. It was a pretty good lineup all around.
I can see the lie in his eye. It's crazy. It's just crazy. The man never tells the truth. Well, tonight, this evening, I'm gonna go see Destroyer perform tonight at the Sinclair to review for Melisma magazine and also cover Napi's the opener too. So I thought it might be in order to play a little bit of Destroyer in order to get myself in the mood. So there you go.
Thank you. entrance through the exit, and exit through the entrance when you can. Seen you consult with your invisible manhole. Fool child, you're never gonna make it. New York City just wants to see you naked, and they will, though they'd never say so. Wise old black and dead in the snow. My southern sister, 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 was the name of the band. Flesh and blood, my death close at hand. Sister, this is not about me, and it's not about you, I swear. No hard feelings, nothing personal. So sculpture writes the air for free. Words, words, words. Longings, 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 all in vain. Just as vanity abandoned out in the rain by the world. Another proud American, and as proud Americans, we let it slide away. Harmless little negress, you got to say yes to another excess. Let's go for a ride today. In possession of eyes, that's it. In possession of eyes, that's it. A southern bunkhouse, blue skies up above. Kind of figure, feminine grace and wit passes for love these days. All that slender-wristed, white, translucent business passes for love these days. Mush head, genius passes for love these days. Four more years. Four more years. 400 more years of this shit, fuck it. I look up, I see the North Star. I look up, I see the North Star. When I look up at the bar through these tears. Four white pillars, Yankee style. All of America loves to light its pipes. All of America live to light his pipe at night. To which Dixie responds, free. We'll be right back. so this is crystal country, where refugees flee like a fly into the forests of your lies. Hey, I suffer all night there. She said you'll always be alone, and she was right there. She said you'll always be alone, and she was right there. Mama Jean to the Eastern Townships, just wake your cunts to come back, you've always hated. Somewhere an olive branch is being planted in honor of a dancer's body, and granted, you could take this as a sign that there is life outside the mind, and maybe things are looking up, but Buttercup the palm insists on rupture, and therefore we break. Okay. Said you'll always be alone, and she was right there. From the Jean to the Western Townships, well, they're staging a break, I'll come back. The only line is don't go. Crystal country showing us that everything must break to be beautiful. And honey, that's what I meant when I called and said this is fucked.
Alright, so that was two songs from Destroyer. I'll be seeing Destroyer with Napa tonight at the Sinclair. That last song was Crystal Country from the 2002 album This Night, and before it was Suicide Demo for Kara Walker from Kaput. That's from 2011. And there you go then. Yeah, that should be a good show. I'm pretty excited. Anyway, you ever get to go to a show for free, it's always a pretty good deal. So there you go.
Yeah, shout out Melisma Magazine.
Shout out Melisma Magazine, yeah.
You can read past articles and concert reviews at melismamagazine.com. Org?
Com. I don't think we have the clout to be an org.
Well.
But perhaps one day.
Perhaps.
We should shout out Mike's article about Brockhampton. Shout out Mike Norton's article about Brockhampton from back in the day. That was terrible. Sorry, Mike. Alright, now for some Kate Bush.
To be here anyway.
All right, we just had a little double ABBA there. It was Waterloo, and before that, Why Did It Have to Be Me? And we heard Kate Bush's Oh, to Be in Love and Never Get Out of It.
Yeah, I guess we're reliving the past through the woman's eyes.
And through the eyes of Van Morrison. Anyway, go ahead with your PSA, why don't you?
Right, so... As much as I enjoy listening to music, it's also important to, you know, take into consideration some key facts. So here are some just numbers to think about in terms of American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. These are just some numbers to think about, and this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Educational and always freeform radio. Before we go on with the music, it's my tradition to throw out a couple shout-outs on air while we're here. So, who to shout out this week? First, I'll shout out Megan Thee Stallion, who just released her debut album, Suga. I have not heard it yet, so I might rescind this shout out once I do hear it. But until right now, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, hopefully it's great. I can't wait to listen to it, so should be good. Shout out also Dorian Electra, who was just in Playboy for the first time. And that's pretty amazing. So shout out Dorian Electra. And, well, I don't know if I'll shout out Playboy, but shout out the fact that Dorian Electra is in Playboy. How about that? Any shout outs that you'd like to throw out, Seth?
Well, I'd like to say, well, shout out to Megan, not only for her album, but also dealing with...
Oh, yes,
like
true
a
enough.
Terrible... contract with her,
yeah,
her record.
That was a bad
label.
Situation. I agree.
I think it's always really unfortunate when talent is stunted by the predatorial nature of the
new words on here today.
The predatorial nature of the music industry.
Speak on it.
Who else?
Shout out Rubridge Ridiculous. Soon to be here.
Yeah. Rina Sawayama.
Oh, true
dropped
enough.
Dropped an album a week or so ago.
No, is out today? Is it out?
I believe so.
I don't. Well, I'm gonna have to check this out. I didn't think it was out. If I'm wrong right now, I'm gonna be quite embarrassed because I have not heard that yet.
But I could be wrong. Anyway,
coming April 17th.
Oh,
the new Rina Sawayama album, Sawayama. But really, shout out Rina Sawayama. We'll play, and later, definitely, we will play Come the Garçon Like the Boys, obviously. But yeah, shout out to Rina Sawayama, incredibly talented artist, and I cannot wait to hear that album once it does come out. Was Grimes on the cover of Vogue this week, or
yes,
on the cover of something? That was quite the cover.
Some Iris Van Herpen. So.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah,
oh,
of interesting. Course. She has taste. If... You know anything about fashion, you know that Iris Van Herpen is the goddess of modern fashion. And so it only makes sense that someone who is so on the cusp of the up and coming,
on the cusp of, you know, the of Earth and space, you know?
Yeah, to wear
on the cusp of space travel.
Such a transformative and transgressive designer.
Transformative and transgressive. Interesting.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Well, we'll be back in a moment. But for now, some David Bowie.
Thank you. Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality.
All right, we just heard Uncle Remus from Frank Zappa's Apostrophe. We heard a train going by in the background. Before that was What's Going On, of course, from the Marvin Gaye album of the same name, and then Word on a Wing from David Bowie's Station to Station. Some great songs there, and the hour's coming to an end. Of course, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Adam. Across from me is Seth. My show, Pretzel Logic, is on the air Monday nights, Tuesday mornings, from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Seth, your new show?
Yeah, my show, Voices from Above, is on Tuesdays, 11 to 12 a.m. to noon. So if you enjoy beautiful music and beautiful people and beautiful voices, especially ones from above.
Yeah, and if you value your own self-worth, you know, you might as well listen
to
our shows.
Make sure to tune
in. I'd throw a quick shout-out to The Void. Right now, usually The Void would be there. I'm not sure exactly who The Void are, but, you know, I embrace The Void sometimes in my life. So, you know, shout out The Void. They'll be back next week. And stay right here, because we'll be here for another hour. Next up, we'll be subbing somebody else's show. Let me check the name on that real quick.
You know, a good friend once told me the most courageous thing you can do is to stare into the void and to see yourself in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite...
Put that one on your refrigerator.
I know.
So, yes, at 11 a.m., 11 to noon, usually it's Jack Brotnan's Road Trip Hour. Well, Jack, you're not here. So we'll be subbing for you for the next hour. Hopefully we will be joined by our good friend Bridget Dick. But if not, you know, such is life. And we'll probably continue on with a little final song here in a moment, or a little outro to bring us into the next hour. I think we spent pretty much this entire hour in the past, so I think we'll spend almost the entire next hour in the present. So that should be good. And it came to me. Well, first of all, we want to correct, before we said Grimes was on the cover of Vogue, it was Rolling Stone. So we apologize for any harm this misstatement might have caused. And in the meantime, I was looking on my phone, and it turns out Lil Uzi Vert has finally released the long, long, long awaited Eternal Atake. So at some point, I will have to go listen to Lil Uzi Vert, Eternal Atake. Lil Uzi Vert, as he says, quote, Asian on the inside. I don't know. I don't know how the public feels about that, but that's how the man identifies himself. So, you know, you have to go. Oh, will you go let Bridget in? All right. We will about to be joined by Bridget Dick. In the meantime, let's just coast out this hour with, you got any ideas to coast us out here?
Play a Grime song.
Play a Grime song?
To welcome
We'll play a Grime song to welcome the new hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go let Bridget in. I'll entertain the masses in the meantime. Anyway, yeah, so the new Grimes album, I've been quite impressed with it. I've been listening to the new Grimes album all the time. I think I might start the next hour by playing the song 4 AM from it. Genius, like, combination of, like, weird Bollywood music and also, you know, just Grimes' usual dark, dark pop music. So, yeah, very interesting stuff. The man in the dunce cap himself, Anthony Fantano, gave it the fat 4 out of 10. But you know what we think of that. We have no respect for that man or anything that he does. So that's all well and good. But, yeah, new Grimes album, quite good. I don't know if it's quite as good as Art Angels, but I would, you know, I'd put it probably alongside Visions for me. I mean, I've never been quite as big a Grimes fan as Seth over here, but, you know, the music's always been pretty good. And it's just one of a lot of really exciting albums that have already come out this year. Also, Poppy's album, I Disagree, was really great. And like we were talking about before, really excited for the new Rina Sawayama album. And there's going to be a lot of other really great music coming out this year, I hope. Maybe we'll even get a new Kendrick Lamar album. Last week, we saw Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free announce the start of a new brand, a new company called PG Lang. I think that's what it's called. Yes, it is. So yeah, it's very, very interested in whatever Kendrick is up to next. He's a tireless perfectionist, that man, and he really cares about what he does with his art always. So really appreciate